Hey guys, what's up? So today I wanted to chat about workflow. Workflow is quite a big process in the whole scheme of things. There's quite a lot that goes into it. I'm going to break it up into two parts. The first part I'm going to chat about is workflow on location, and the second part is workflow in studio. So how my workflow goes when I am on location, it's obviously very important to have an assistant, if not two. You do need hands, you do need people to help you. You can't do everything by yourself. So the first step would be obviously to find the location that you're shooting in. And if you're going to be there present for the whole day, you can either get some sort of canopy, some sort of umbrella, some sort of shade system, where you and the assistant can set up a little work area, whether it's a desk or a portable desk or a camping desk. You want power, or you want a portable battery for your laptop. You want external hard drives for backup, and you obviously want memory card readers. You're gonna get set up in that corner, and while you're shooting during the day, you're gonna be giving your memory cards to your assistant. And he will start to take off all the photos and start to put them onto your computer and also start to back them up for you. This is extremely important, as you need to start to get the photos off the memory cards as soon as you can and backed up. I know that some photographers will wait maybe till the end of the day or the end of a particular look. And this might cause issues in case something happens, in case the memory card has an error. You gotta constantly keep taking your photos off your camera. Also, this will allow you to make sure that you've got the correct exposure, you've got the correct focus. Every now and again, you can ask your assistant to check the focus, zoom in, see what the camera's doing. All of this adds to the workflow. During the process, I'm generally always taking a look at the photos just to see what I'm getting. I also bring the client around the computer and kind of ask him what they like. I also start to flag off some of their best images, just so that down the line, at the end of the day, I can call up some of their favorites, and it just makes it easier, because by now there's probably close to 1,000 images and you don't want to look through all of them. So it's nice to call up a few, take some screenshots, and really just start to see what sort of images they are liking out of the ones that you have taken. When it comes to working in studio, it is a bit easier, as the power is generally right there. You don't need a generator or portable power. You can obviously just plug it into the wall. And generally things run a bit easier because everyone's under the same roof. No one's running around, everyone knows where everyone is. And it's pretty much the same workflow. I have an assistant sitting on the computer. I'll be giving him cards. He'll be taking off the photos and backing them up. I'll also have another assistant on lights. There'll be someone who'll be by the battery packs, by the lights, helping me out there in that section. And these two creatives that will help me, I will assign them roles for the day. So the guy that's on the computer, he's called Digital. And Digital, he'll stay there, and lighting, he'll stay by the lights. And once you got these two guys working with you, your life definitely starts to get easier. It is important to always keep giving them direction. They are always looking up to you, and it is essential to sort of lead them. Having a good workflow system is very, very important to creating the most out of your day. You need to be in a position where you can focus entirely on the creative. You want to know that you have a strong team and system set up. And this will allow you, again, to just be fully creative and fully be communicative to your client. You want to be there. You don't want to be focusing on other things. You really want to be there. You want to be chatting to them. You want everything to run smoothly. And it is very important to have this workflow set up correctly. Also, the brands of hard drives that I use, they're called Lacie, L-A-C-I-E. They are orange hard drives. You can Google them. And they are really rugged and have lasted the longest out of all the brands that I have personally used. they are quite expensive, but again, you need to know that your work is safe, your work is secure. And again, at the end of the day, this is the most important thing. Once the photo shoot is done, all your work lies on the hard drive, and that hard drive needs to be safe and secure.